Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morning, Kirsten. Kirsten's here.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Yep, enjoying these sunny days.
You know, I love a crispy winter sunny day.
Oh, who doesn't?
Can't beat it.
Who doesn't? And you've been talking some Scar today, which is really exciting. I love a bit of Scar.
Well, my trick is I hate describing a genre with using a whole bunch of other genre names. Mm. You know what I mean? Because if you don't know one, then you don't know the other. So I'm going to try to not do that. But it's so interconnected with various other genre stories. But I'm going to try to keep it sort of neutral so that someone can just walk into it today and figure out what it is. Now, what's interesting is we've got the three tracks we've got today kind of cover some of the, it's the long periods of that it's been going on. So sort of phase one is starting in Jamaica in the 60s. So Jamaicans, I guess, kind of like New Zealanders, you know, it's an island, and it's getting influence from the UK and from the United States. They're hearing rock and roll, but they've also got their own sort of influences, a lot of Africans there. And so they started, invented this first generation of ska. And so the track we've got is the Scatolites, the Satellites, with the Scatolites, with their Guns of Navarone.
Ooh, excited to have a listen. Kirsten, that had my head going like up and down. Makes you want to dance.
Yeah, the dance you're supposed to do is called skanking.
Oh, how does one skank?
Well, yeah, I guess it'd be dangerous to even Google that. We've got different meanings of that word.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just thinking.
The Scatolites is such a great name.
I know, and they've because they've been around so long, they've performed with everyone, as you know, in the evolution of this music, like Bob Marley, Jimmy Cliff, Toots and the Maytals. You know, they've been around and they've reformed off and on as we go through this story. So this music, even though it was a really local Jamaican music, it was like their sort of version. And you can hear the offbeat rhythm thing, and the horns and the walking bass line. And then in the 1980s, late 70s, there's a revival in the UK. So Jamaica was colonized by the UK, so there's a lot of relationship and a lot of people going back and forth. So there's this whole new phase of it, like 20 years later. And our second band, The Specials, are an example of this. Sometimes people call this two-tone ska. It's a lot more mixed bands, black and white, and they literally wore black and white. And I guess because now it's the 80s, people say it sort of has more of a punk attitude. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so it's like a revitalized ska. And so we've got the Specials, A Message to You, Rudy, 1979.
Cool, let's have a listen.
Made some people very
people
happy.
People are liking this.
With
people
the Specials.
I mean, I know you said you didn't want to conflate with other genres, but people are talking about dance hall, reggae. And
I know.
Feel like when I think of ska, I don't immediately feel super positive about it, if I'm being honest. But I really like this, and I think it's because maybe the ska I'm thinking about is like much more recent, more in the sort of sublime like category of things.
Well, that's where we're going to go next. So,
okay,
so in Jamaica, ska evolved into rocksteady, which mm-hmm. was slower, and then reggae. So in Jamaica, it becomes these other two genres over time, over decades. And so, but then we saw in UK, you get this ska revival, right? Mm-hmm. And then now stage three, which is the one you don't like, or you think you don't like.
I'm open-minded.
It manifests in the United States. So it's like, you know, we're talking about three different countries here and sort of then different decades. So in the 90s, you get what they're calling ska punk, because I find it so different than punk, because ska was a black music. And in UK, during like in those 80s, you got a lot of sort of race, you know, really bad race stuff. Although I gotta say, the ska movement with Two Tone was really trying to do like rock against racism and trying to bring people together. Right. So in the United States, you do start to get No Doubt and the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, which is this kind of American, I guess, watered down version of ska. But the band we've got here is Fishbone, and they are black, from LA, kind of around the time, like hanging out with the Chili Peppers in this kind of LA sort of punk scene.
So ska's quite like a long, like a far-reaching genre, I guess you could say. It's spanned multiple continents throughout multiple decades, which is really exciting.
Yeah, and you know, we don't often get that in genres. And, you know, seeing this band Fishbone just like written underneath it, you know, it's like, oh, it's ska, punk, funk, metal, reggae, soul. It's like, what? You know, how can those smush? And I think it's because of ska itself is sort of this umbrella, as well as sort of grounding, just such an interesting genre in the way it can sort of last and loop around.
Mm. Speaking of far-reaching geographical sort of span, someone's just texted in about Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra, which is an amazing Japanese take on the genre. So there you go.
Oh, wow. See? I mean, so interesting. A whole other place, you know, relating to this.
So is it, like, the beat that makes it a ska track? Or, like, what's making it ska?
Well, you know, sometimes we do hear the fake accents. But, yeah, it's this particular beat where, you know, you have the organ or the guitar going in the in-between of the beat. Mm-hmm. They're calling it offbeat. But yeah, having horns and those sort of bigger bands, which, you know, you don't get in a lot of rock or punk usually.
Totally.
Particularly the bass lines. You know, sometimes, I guess sometimes the topic, sometimes not, of what they'll talk about. But it did get sort of an anti-racism element to it as the things, as time went on. In fact, this Fishbone band has like, in 2024, did a really, you know, anti-racism, anti-Donald Trump song, you know, so like having that politics from Jamaica in the 1960s as well as a thread all the way through. I mean, yeah, then there's the outfits and the fashion and the dancing.
I love the dancing. I've got a secret to admit, Kirsten. Me and my mate Jack, we got really good at dancing to Ska, so... One day I'll show you.
You have to make a TikTok.
Oh, it's so good. It's a really like joyous beat, and I find it's incredibly easy to like bop along to or like hard out dance to. I find it's like a really good dancing beat.
Well, yeah, that's why it's so different than reggae. It's hard to see it as a parent to reggae because reggae is so slow and then so political and serious, you know. But you know, it does have that same sort of swinging offbeat that reggae has, and then you're like, oh yeah, I can hear that.
Totally. Very good. Well, thank you so much, Kirsten Zemke. We're going to go out listening to Party at Ground Zero by Fishbone. Thank you so much for chatting Ska with us this morning, and we'll chat to you next week. Thanks,
see you next
Kirsten.
Week.
See ya.
See ya.
Playing boy wonder. as a goal, and champions will be in league. The race they got is from, then on the work they done. Say they just won, and they got that a quad. I yet ground zero, every movie starring you. Party at ground zero, every movie starring you, and the world will turn to flowing pink paper too. Party at ground zero, every movie starring you, and the world will turn to flowing pink paper too. Party at ground zero, every movie starring you, and the world will turn to flowing pink paper too. Party at ground zero.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.